seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim, alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim, alayhi salam, was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now, we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim's life, in all of its various dimensions, is distinguished in a few things. First of all, he is distinguished in the firmness and the strength for which he stood up for when it came to the right, to truth, to haq. We also find his steadfastness in front of all kinds of events, trials and tribulations, good or bad. And we also see Imam Musa al-Kazim's luminous behavior, his actions, his morals, and his ethics, of which no deviation or crookedness has ever been reported. And finally, the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam is marked by balance. It is in harmony with that of the life of the Prophet Muhammad. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام عونك للضعيف من أفضل الصدقة.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "Your assistance of the weak is one of the best forms of charity."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when we talk about the beautiful dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, this divinely appointed Imam from the household of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam answered the questions of the people, of his companions, his family members, and his friends. Now, these conversations and these dialogues have been recorded in history, and we find that when Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam spoke with his companions in response to these questions, or when giving a sermon, or when having a conversation, they really talked about a whole host and variety of different things. In one instance, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was comparing a believer to a scale of balance. Now, sometimes, dear friends, we kind of wonder and we question, why is it that we have trials and tribulations and hardships and difficulties in our lives? Sometimes we even think that perhaps these trials and tribulations are a sign that Allah perhaps does not love us, or Allah does not care for us. Or sometimes we become hopeless, or we despair, we become depressed, we become sad, we become frustrated at this fact that we are being faced with trials and tribulations. In this interesting conversation, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam responds and says that a believer is just like the scales of a balance. The more their faith is, the more their tribulations. And so here we find a very interesting point, and that is that when our faith begins to increase, when we start to become closer to the Almighty Allah by means of our worship and our servitude to Allah, we find that trials and tribulations will increase. And of course, the more faith that an individual has, the more trials and tribulations and hardships will come upon the path of life. But this is not something that should dissuade us from continuing the path, because apparently and inwardly, trials and tribulations are a means for us to be able to grow spiritually. They are a means for us to become closer to the Almighty. And as the Holy Quran says, Allah does not burden any soul more than that which its capacity. So the soul has a certain capacity, and depending upon that capacity, Allah puts trials and tribulations. Of course, knowing that the possibility of success and victory is very high, all we have to do is believe and trust in Allah and try our hardest. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
There are a number and a countless narratives from the life of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, in the idea that the religion of Islam is not a religion of individualism. It's not a religion of monasticism. It's not a religion that practices or advocates celibacy, whereby an individual lives like a hermit and isolates themselves. The religion of Islam encourages community service, social activeness. The religion of Islam, when it comes to the Holy Quran, over 200 verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to the community. You and I, when we speak to Allah, we speak in the plural sense. We say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And when we say the tashahud, السلام علينا, we speak as a community, collectively. Why? Because the religion of Islam has come forward and said that when it comes to seeking the path of success and satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will not be possible if an individual isolates themselves and thinks about themselves and themselves only. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created us as communities, as tribes, as nations. And one of the more important things that emerged from the life of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far is the need to understand the urgency by which the narrations and before that the Quran speak about when it comes to fulfilling the hajat of your brothers and sisters. Someone comes and asks you to help him or her fulfill something, get something done.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.